Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Dark Flesh and Deep Roots, the podcast. I am your host, Jack the Samurai. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that stuff. You can find me on Instagram at jack.the.samurai, Twitter at created by Colton, and you type that in, it should pop up Jack the Samurai. TikTok, Tales from the Car Side, you should type it in, find me, Jack the Samurai. Ain't no freak Twitter, or whatever, woody woody woo, so don't get your hopes up, child. This is going to be a brand new segment of the podcast. It's going to be catered to reactions, or like a blind reaction to a show, or just my opinions about a show. You know, stuff like that, because I watch a lot of TV, so if it related to like pop culture, TV, music, I'm your guy. I probably got an opinion about it. Like I said, this is going to be like a brand new segment. I really kind of want to indulge in that, you know, stuff that I'm kind of interested in. And this one is actually going to be about soap operas. The Bold and the Beautiful, to be exact. And I think it's going to be, I think it's a good time to start this particular segment, because it's the 35th anniversary of The Bold and the Beautiful. Well, it was last week anyway. So an episode aired on Friday, March the 25th, 2022. And it was pretty much centered around Brooke Logan. Now, a lot of people have had mixed emotions about this 35th anniversary special of The Bold and the Beautiful. You know, and it's understandable, because everyone is entitled to their own opinions. You know, some soap operas haven't lasted quite as long. Some have lasted longer, you know, and some have ended. You know, some of the characters have been replaced, or, you know, just kind of written out of the script, or you know, just different things. And they kind of celebrated the 35th anniversary by, again, focusing on Brooke, you know, because KK Lang has been a part of the show for those 35 years. You know, she's one of the longest running cast members. And I know a lot of people, you know, get tired of Brooke, you know, and her storyline. Because, baby, Brooke is a crybaby. She is a crybaby. It's like every time you turn around, Rich, it's just always something with Brooke. She's always crying. You know, but it's like I said, it was pretty good. I thought it was a good episode. They showed all of her past loves. Now, I have not been watching The Bold and the Beautiful. Maybe as long as some people. I'm in my 30s, my early 30s. My family, you know, like my grandmother, you know, and older cousins and stuff like that, they would watch, you know, the soap operas. Of course, they call them down here in the South, we call them the stories. So, you know, they're watching the stories, you know, and being a child, you don't really know what's going on. It's just TV to you, you know, and seeing it years and years and years, you know, just here and there and in passing, some things kind of, you know, connect with you, like, oh, because they're on the phone talking about it. Did you know, see such and such, and they did this, and, you know, so it kind of resonates with you, you know, after a little while. And I kind of just really started paying attention to the show maybe about a year and a half ago. So I'm hoping to go back, because I have the Paramount app, so I'm hoping to go back and look at, you know, some of the old episodes, like the most important ones, in my opinion, you know, like some that would be like the change for the season, you know, set the tone for the season. I'm going to try to investigate and really break down and give my opinions on those episodes, you know, just the different plot, the different theme for the season. Like right now, I think, in my opinion, I call it the parental guidance. You know, parental discretion. That's the season they're in, the parental discretion season, you know, because the parents have come back into town, and they all got a little bit of dirt, a little bit of past, you know, a little bit of darkness that they're trying to keep hidden, you know, with just parental discretion, you know, because Sheila's come back in town. We've got Taylor back in town. You know what I mean? We're missing Dollar Bill. I don't know where Dollar Bill has been at. I don't know. But like I said, I haven't been watching for that long, maybe about a year and a half. But jumping right back into the 35th anniversary, you know, when the Brooke Logan special, which aired on Friday, they gave Brooke, you know, she was having, I guess, flashbacks, memories of like her past loves. Now, I did not know that Miss Brooke Logan had so many men. Honey, she had Eric, and then there was Thorn, and then there was a Nick. You know, they didn't really show Deacon, but there was Bill, you know, and she had Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and but it was a lot of men, you know. And one of them, you know, made a comment, was like, "You've never really been good at being alone." And I'm thinking to myself, like, she sure ain't, you know. Like I said, I haven't watched the show for a long time, but with the app, I can go back and look at it. So there's a couple things that I do know, and I'm like, what, honey, you know, you can't just judge Miss Logan, as Ridge calls her. You can't just judge her. You know, she does seem to follow her heart. And following your heart can kind of get you into some dangerous situations, some messed up situations, some crazy situations. You know, like the whole Deacon debacle. I didn't know that Deacon was your daughter's husband, and then you went and had an affair with him and had a second daughter. Like, hold on now, Brooke. The whole Taylor situation, you know, that there's drama between Taylor and Brooke and Ridge, and it was just a lot to handle, a lot to process. You know, and like I said, I haven't been watching the show for that long. But I do plan on going back and watching these episodes so that I can give my opinion, so that we all can connect and we can kind of, you know, discuss, have our own opinions, have a little party, a little watch party session and the like. But again, I do think that the 35th anniversary celebrated with the loves, the many loves of Brooke Logan, I think it was a nice tribute. I do. And they're saying something exciting is about to happen with, you know, after this anniversary episode is aired. They're saying something new is about to happen. It's kind of going to shake things up. I don't know. Like, it just made me think. You know, Brooke had all these loves here, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, I'm always right by your side, and, you know, your life. It's making me think, and it's making me nervous, because if you've seen a couple episodes beforehand, Steffi kind of has listened in and kind of overheard Sheila a bit to what's going on. So now there's like a little bit of beef between those two. But I was thinking Sheila had something deviously planned for Brooke. I'm thinking maybe something's going to happen. Maybe Brooke is going to get hurt. Maybe she's going to go into a coma or something. Because it just made me think, like, they had all of Brooke's past husbands or past loves or past flings or whatever. And it was just kind of ominous to me in a way. That may not be the tone that they're, you know, they're setting, but just my opinion, it was kind of, I'm like, wait a minute, they're putting these men out here like Brooke is about to get shot, like Sheila might bring the old gun back out, she might, you know, pow, pow, pow. I don't know, but I'm excited to see where it's going to go. Again, this was like just my first little segment with this show, with the stories. I'm really hoping to have more. I'm planning on having more. I'm going to watch today's episode because it's actually Monday. the 28th right now. And like I said, I have the Paramount app, so, you know, I can go back and rewatch the episodes. I was just kind of late, you know, had a busy weekend because my birthday is coming up. So just kind of had a busy weekend. But I did watch the show, like I said, the Brooke Logan episode. And I'm, you know, just going to update you guys as we continue to go along. And hopefully, you know, you'll continue to grow with me and listen with me. And we can all interact, and it'll just be something fantastic. Because I like The Bold and the Beautiful. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. And, of course, I have more opinions on the rest of the characters. I mean, come on now. It's drama, and it is messy. Messy, messy, messy. Juicy, juicy, juicy. But that's all the time I have for right now. I didn't want to get too far gone into it. Just a little, you know, quick little recap. I think that's the kind of direction I'm going to go. Just quick little recaps of the show, like the highlights and what's really going to go on and what I think. And you know, just different little things I notice about the show. Maybe you haven't noticed, or maybe you will notice, or maybe that you notice. And so, you know, comment, like, subscribe. Please just let me know how y'all feel about it. If you don't like it, that's probably just too bad, because I'm going to keep on doing it anyway. Thank you again for tuning in. Once again, I am Jack the Samurai, your host for the Dark Flesh and Deep Roots podcast. Find me on Twitter, created by Colton. It's going to pop up, Jack the Samurai. Find me on Instagram, jack.the.samurai. And even on TikTok at Tales from the Car Side. It should pop up, Jack the Samurai. Thank you again for tuning in, my loves. Until next time, peace out.